For those wonderful songs this morning, we welcome all the audience that we have this morning. Back about 40 years ago when I started preaching, a little over, my first trip to a radio station to preach, and there were just a few people there, and you didn't realize you're preaching to a lot of people, no doubt. But here we are this morning, and we keep our number less than 10, as we should, according to the rules of the land. And we appreciate all those people that's out there watching. And we thank God that we do have this privilege. So we'll be able to transmit this morning to a lot of people. We do not know how many. And not only us, but a lot of churches across the land are no doubt doing the same thing. A reminder this afternoon, we can't assemble ourselves together in the church, obviously, because of the number of people that we're restricted to. But we can, if you will, 4 o'clock this afternoon in the parking lot. Keep the windows up. We go to Kmart, Walmart, wherever we go, grocery stores. And there, sometimes you can't hardly find a parking place. So you come this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the parking lot back, hopefully we'll have a lot of people, but we'll begin filling the parking lot next to the fellowship building. We keep the windows up. And we won't have to talk to one another, but we do need to intercede to God. So important. You say, I can pray at home. We can. But the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourselves together. We can't do it the traditional way, but we can do it out there. And if you can't, that's okay, but try to remember that. And a lot of objects of prayer this morning before we pray. Let's remember John Youngblood, Miss Gail Wilkie, continuing with her test. And Miss Dwayne Guerin, she had surgery on her knee. And Sandra and Waldrop, Mildred Hayes, all over at the lodge in Mills River. And I understand you can send cards there. Sandra hopefully gets to come home tomorrow. Then Miss Jeanette Griffin, and remember her. She's been in there a long time. We have so many others. Bill Craceman, who is recovering from the heart procedure. And so many others. So let's go to God in prayer at this time. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord, it could be, as it is in California and New York and other places, where we would be restricted to our home and couldn't even get out this morning to the house of God to make the broadcast, but you smiled upon us. You have favored us. And it may be that way next week or the next week. We don't know the future, but help us in these days to trust you, to look to you for all things. We're looking to you, Father, in this day. We trust you. I know you are in charge of everything. And help us to be submissive to your will in these days. Be it those hurting, not only in America, not only in our hometowns, but all across the world. We understand, Father, it's tragic and it's an awful thing. But God, I know you're mindful of it. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. And before I forget it, I'll be about 20 minutes this morning. And Brother Justin's going to preach about the same length of time, and then Brother Gunn will finish it up this morning. And we're not in a big hurry to go home, and you at home are already home, so we don't have to worry about that. We won't take up offering. We won't receive an offering this morning among us. We'll do like the congregation is doing, hopefully. We will get on the Internet, and we will make our tithes the way the Internet tells us to, or you can mail it in. Expenses of this church goes on. I would like to be during these days a lot like the prophet Elisha was. If I read the Bible and I look at all those men of old, there's heroes there, heroes of faith. Elisha, when tragedy happened, and it did, we're going to talk about that this morning, it didn't seem to bother him all that much. He had a communication. He had a line in the heaven all the time. There was that constant communication going. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, we will look hurriedly at that. Just one of the events of Elisha's life. Remember that the nation of Syria was warring against Israel, and they wanted to do a man. That was the enemy. We have an enemy today. Satan is our enemy. Sometimes we're our own enemy. Our flesh is our enemy. But we have another enemy, of course, the virus that's sweeping the world. That's an enemy. Unseen enemies. Many times the enemy is unseen. But our God is mindful of every situation. So as the nation of Syria was warring and trying to trap the king of Israel, and we don't know who this king was. We think it was Jehoram, Ahab's son. But remember, Elisha was prophesying for many, many years, and there was like four kings in Israel during those days. So we're not, and the Bible doesn't say it says the king of Israel over and over. We don't know who it was. Doesn't really matter. It's probably one of Ahab's son that was on the throne after he had deceased. But now Elisha, he hears from heaven, and as Israel is going to be entrapped, so the enemy thinks, then God speaks to Elisha and shows him the enemy's plans. And the Bible says not once nor twice, but several times, obviously, he would go and send a message to the king. The enemy is going to do this. And the king of Israel would understand, and he would go another way. And finally, the king of Syria said, someone in their midst, in their congregation, is telling the king of Israel what's going on. And one of the servants spoke up and says, O king, there is a man in Israel, Elisha, and he knows what you're talking about in your bedchambers. How does he know that? Well, God knows, and he's a friend of God. And this morning, we can be friends of God. God can speak to your hearts. And not only that, the king of Syria said, well, I'll go and trap him and get rid of this man. Where is he? He's in Dothan. So he sent chariots and horses and a host being a large number of people, to try to kill Elisha so he would not be the one to intercede to the king. Oh, but we have the Holy Ghost this morning interceding to us. No one can stop it. And there they had encamped, and the enemy came by night and encircled the place where Elisha was. The servant of Elisha got up early in the morning. He saw him out there, and he was trembling, no doubt. Elisha just so calm and peaceful. I like to be that during this time, wouldn't you? I think if we were really close to God, we could be, because God knows the future. He has us in the palm of his hand. And so Elisha said, don't get too upset about it. Just, Lord, open my servant's eyes so he can see what the realization is. An invisible army of God, chariots and horsemen were encamped all around. And Elisha says, Lord, let the host of Syria be stricken with blindness. So he went out and talked to him, and blind, can't see where they're going. So Elisha leads them to Samaria. And there next morning he had the eyes open. And the king of Israel wanted to kill them all. But Elisha says, no, we feed them. Feed them good rations and send them home. Which leads us into chapter 7, which I'll be dealing with for just a few minutes. Now in chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 1, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. See, now they had been entrapped. The enemy has come back again. And Syria has encircled the city of Samaria, which is the capital city of northern tribe of Israel during that day. And they could not go anywhere. In fact, there was no food. They were starving. And you think this situation today is bad, and it truly is. The famine. They were so hungry that women were, two of them had conceded together that we'll kill your son and eat him, and tomorrow we'll kill your son. And they did kill that first son. Can you imagine starvation so bad that they're starting to eat children? This is the situation. The Bible says very little food, and how many pieces of silver was paid for almost no food at all. Situation is bad today, but God has a word for us. And if we get close to him, I believe we can understand what God wants us to do. Look what the Bible says. Elisha said, hear ye a word from the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. But wait a minute. They're killing kids. They're killing babies and eating them. And people that's got silver would pay everything they have for a morsel of bread. And you're telling me that nothing's changed, but tomorrow, the Bible says a measure which is about 3 gallons would be sold for a shekel. And then he says 2 measures of barley, that's about 3/4 of a bushel. That's a lot of food. That'd feed a family for a few days with him. Well, tomorrow at the same time, just a shekel is all it will take to buy that. And so they couldn't believe it. But the Lord spoke. Who did he speak to? An individual. It's so important. He spoke to a lot of people. He spoke to the person that had a relationship with him, that was able to communicate with God. God speaks. God knows. God's aware of the situation. He saw their hunger. He saw their travail. He saw everything about them, and they were his people. And the Bible says there was one among, says, if God should open the windows of heaven, yeah, that would happen, but it's not possible. And the next lesson we know, not only that we need to learn, not only is God on the throne able to supply our needs, and we must trust him. Elisha doesn't get too upset when the chariots surrounded him. He didn't get too upset when they came to kill him, and he is not the least bit upset. In fact, the Bible says he just sat in his house. Look at the scripture. Now, the Lord knows everything. And the Bible says in verse 8, and when 3 lepers came to the othermost part of the camp, they went into the one tent. Now, God uses miraculous means. How's God going to perform what he's already said? Man could never figure it out. Elisha didn't know how to pray. He asked previously, Lord, make him blind, and he did, but now God's doing the directing. And if we get through this, and we will, by the help of the Lord, he will have to be doing the directing. We need to be as Elisha. We need to be as calm as we can. We need to be, understand that God's in control, and we need to hear a word from the Lord. He is in complete control. And he uses means that would never think. He uses 4 lepers. Remember, God used Elisha to speak the word of God. And now he puts in these lepers' hearts. And the lepers outside Samaria, they can't come in because of the contagious disease that they have. They will contaminate everyone else. They have to stay. And they said, we're going to die. But let's go in the Syrians' camp. There's thousands out there. And obviously, the enemy's got plenty of food. And if they kill us, we're going to die anyway. And God put in their heart to go in the Syrians' camp. Now God sends a noise of chariots, and the Syrians thought that Israel had went to other allies, and they were coming in to help them out, and they were so, they left their horses, they left their donkeys, they left everything, and they took to the hills. The lepers go in and find a tent full of food and full of all kinds of things. And they went and hid it. And they said, we can't do this because others are over there starving. See, it's not just about you and I. This that we're going through is for the whole world. We look how bad it is, and truly it is. But it's been bad before. It was bad this time. At least so far, we're not starving to death, and we don't have to give every penny we have, if we have anything, for a little morsel of food. God is in control. He takes care of his people. And now that God had let them hear a noise that wasn't there, but they thought it was, and they all fled. And the long story is, the king finally decided to go in, and there they were. Next day, just like he said, a measure, 3 gallons or so, was being sold fine flour for a shekel. And 2 measures of barley was being sold for about the same thing, about 2 shekels. And it doesn't matter. If God spoke, it's going to happen. Children of Israel. But the one that didn't believe God, Elisha said, you'll see it. And obviously he did. But now they were so hungry and so abscess in their heart to go get this food that they killed and trampled him to death, the person didn't believe. So the message this morning, We have two more wonderful messages. Trust God. He is aware of our situation. He sees all the things out there that we don't see. The invisible means that God has of helping his people. He will be with us. He is with us. What we need is someone, is Elisha, to get a word from God. And then those lepers, who would have thought a leper could do anything, but God spoke to one of them, he led the other three, and they went in, and by them, Israel was fed. Who knows what means God will use, but he has everything at his disposal. Brother Justin, if you'll come, get ready to preach for us, my brother.